love whole. I've had folks ask, are you still recording the podcast? And surely I am, truly I am. However, of course, along the way, there are things that I have to continue to remember. And by remembering, I mean knowing who it is and whose image I'm made in and whose likeness I'm made after. There's a certain degree of memory that has to take place. And I'm not one just to get up and just talk, just to hear myself speak. I've mentioned before that everything that I say is inspired. And I thank God for, I thank you, Father, for this opportunity to continue to just be fed and be able to digest and be able to receive and then be able to share and extend as a result of the life and the light that is within. And that again is the image that I made in and the likeness that I made after. And I've not been ashamed to speak about who and what it is that I believe, but I've been ashamed about one thing, and no more will we walk in shame or guilt about the way in which we were born. And I say born as in B-O-R-N-E. There are certain things that were born upon us. And with that, we've got to learn how to still love whole. And so I'm going to digress for just a second, but then I'm going to come right direct and say how it is that, you know, it's been given to me to say it. But over the last few months, I've made a career change, if I can say it any more plain than that. I went from being inside of a school building and now in taking care of children in one facility or a school district or a community center or a faith-based organization, community-based organization. Now I am honored to be able to serve the entire state of children ages 0 to 5. And so making that transition, of course, prior to, there are things that I'm just thankful for my journey. My granddad would say, I wouldn't trade nothing for my journey. And the journey that I'm on, I was talking to one of my former students just yesterday, and he was talking to me about the time that I spent with him and his classmates when I was there inside the school building. And I said to him, I said, it's the same journey. That was 10, 15, 17 years ago now. Same journey. And so being on this same path, being in the same journey, I've been elevated essentially from, again, serving 400 or 500 to a few million. I believe it's 2 or 3 million children that are in that age range. I may misspeak, but that may be a larger number, but I'm just grateful for the impact that my current position allows me to have in being a part of policy and decision making. But I say that because a couple of days ago, when, matter of fact, it was just yesterday, I was involved in a retreat. In the retreat, they were talking about, I'm going to give an acronym, D-E-I-R-J. And then they added the A. And that stands for diversity, equity, inclusion, racial justice, and accessibility. Now, what in the world does that mean relative to love whole? Well, diversity, equity, inclusion, racial justice, and accessibility principles lies on that premise that says everyone is included. And we're going to ensure that everyone has access. If you are a handicap, if you are whatever ethnicity, your racial background, and it only comes to play, of course, here in the United States, but your racial background, your sexual orientation, everyone now gets included. No one is excluded. And so what does that mean? How is it that we have a retreat about diversity, equity, inclusion, racial justice, and accessibility, and I'm working for the state of Illinois? Well, that's a wise vision to include everybody. That sounds a bit like my Father in heaven, who wants to love everybody. And is in the word, I call it the book of Christ. He said, for God so loved the world. He's not talking about the things in the world. He's talking about the people. And then he said that whosoever should believe. And so that is inclusive. However, we've learned through various factions and ego mechanisms that exclusion is the way to go. Treating people special or treating people like they're not special is the way to go, as opposed to just loving whole. So during this retreat, and even prior to, we've had discussions that led up to it. And one of the discussions that led up to it, it was revealed in one of the conversations that there was a, COVID and the pandemic brought about a lot of, it just exposed a lot of needs, a lot of disparities, right? And so one is certainly the need for shelter, the need for food, the need for clothing. And it was brought about during one of the conversations having to do with DEIRJA, that they had to move a breadbasket or they had to move this service from a church because transvestites and trans people wouldn't go in that building to get the food because they felt that they would be judged. They felt that they would be alienated. They felt that they would be treated less than special because they look a certain way, but still they have the same need as the one that may not look according to how it is that we're supposed to look when we have a need or not have a need. So DEIRJA says, no, we're going to look at that and say, wait a minute, why aren't the people coming? Well, it's in a church. And so folks are not coming to the church because the church represents something that's going to separate, weed out, judge you, make you feel less than. And so they had to consider other placements for needy outlets or folks to come to these outlets that have a specific need because of DEIRJA, because of the judgment, the racism, if you will, the ethnicism, the homophobia, all of those things, looking at handicap as if they are actually handicapped, as opposed to also being made in the image and after his likeness. What I love about love is that there's nothing incomplete with love. There are no fractions in love. No fractions in love. How do we, people of the Most High God, get to a point where we can love whole? Well, that starts with loving ourselves whole. So all my life, I've looked at men a certain way. I don't know why I've had an attraction to men other than the fact that I do. I do. And what I've learned about myself, having been brought up in the church of God in Christ, having been brought up in the family that I've been brought up, is that I love my family and I love my people, but I've had to come incomplete sometimes. I've had to come unwhole. I've had to come ashamed or guilty because I like men. I date men. And so I've had to change my conversation in order to fit into your love scheme. Well, no more. I love myself whole because I was made whole, and I'm still made in his image, in my God's image, and after his likeness. Well, how can this be? Until we learn how to love whole, there will always be fractions. Loving less than whole is no love at all. And as we move forward in this life, let us give space for everyone to come into your space whole. without you looking a certain kind of way, without you having a question in your eye. Because that very question in your eye can turn someone away, and they'll turn to a suicide, or they'll turn to a drug, or they'll turn to a random sex act. They'll turn to a random drug act, or they'll turn to a random violent act. Because I gave them a look that questioned them, that made them be like, oh, I feel less than, so let me go do something that makes me feel better. There's nothing that I could do to make me feel better after somebody looked at me a certain kind of way. It took my Father in heaven, it took you, Father, to let me know I love you in spite of. So there's no shame and there's no guilt in how it is that you are able to love whole. How you're able to entreat people. There's a reason why I had to go into the schools. I've been treated a certain way all my life by my brothers. I'm not going to go into any details, but I've been treated a certain kind of way all my life. And I know my brothers love me, but I've been treated a certain kind of way all my life. And so I go into the schools knowing how I've been treated, just to love on them babies in a way that says, no matter how your big brother may have treated you at home, no matter how your classmate may have treated you, when you come into this office, no matter how your teacher may have treated you, when you come into this office, you're going to be loved. You're not going to be judged. I'm not going to question why you did certain kind of way. I may ask you, did you eat? Did you have dinner last night? Just to get a feel for who it is that I'm talking to. I may be talking to somebody that's hungry, and I may have to feed them before I get the chance to redirect them and teach them something. I may be talking to somebody that had an argument on the way to school. They may have been fussed at. They may have somebody put their hands on them. And so until I look through the eyes of love first, I would have never had an opportunity to make it those 20 years inside of those school buildings that I made it in. And I made it quite through successfully. Again, I told you all that I was at the gym yesterday. I had a former student call me and say, I want to be your personal trainer. So I was personally trained by a former student. And he's told everybody in the gym about me. He's got people coming up to meet me and say, man, you Lowe's teacher, huh? Oh, I got to stop calling you teacher, but you his mentor, huh? Man, he talks about you all the time. Now, here it is. I'm in spaces that I've never entered in just because I've treated somebody right. I've loved somebody in spite of the fact that they were in my lower needs classroom. I loved on that young man. I loved on those students to where when they see me, they hear about me, they say, oh yeah. Oh, he loved me. And so how did I get to this point? Through all the fractions that I've had to go through, all the mispronouns and all these other things that I've had to switch. Well, no more switching, because objectively speaking, I know that I love myself. And I don't have to be afraid of anybody, ashamed of anything. Because I too, just like that handicapped, just like that Chinese, just like that black, that white, whomever, whatever faction you got going on in your head, denomination you are, you are loved whole. Even if you call yourself an atheist, I promise you, you're still made in his image and after his likeness, because there's an opportunity to expand even to all of his creation. Love whole, y'all. Let's love whole. There's a passage of scripture that talks about a steward, how he owed the rich man some money. And he couldn't pay the man money, and so he got fired from being a steward. So he's like, wait, how am I going to pay you if I don't have a job? Well, figure it out. I can't dig. I'm not going to beg. So you know what he did? He went to all of the other folks that owed the rich man money and said, how much do you owe the steward? Oh, I owe this much. Well, give me half. How much do you owe? Give me half. How much do you owe? Brought it to the steward and said, hey, here you go. And in that passage of scripture is a parable. Talks about how in that particular generation, that particular time, the generation of the world was wiser than the generation of the light. Well, how much longer will that be said about you? That the people of the world are wiser than the people of who you call the church folks. The folks that are from the beautiful family. Love whole. It is time for us. There's healing in loving whole. There's reconciliation in loving whole. And where it is and where it is that I have to bid you do for this moment, I'm glad that we're still here. Glad that we still have listeners. And let us continue to grow up together. Grace.